Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain.
What then?
Yes, sir. Blog Talk.
Oh, my June. Thank you.
Good evening, Auntie Sherry.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mom, Hubert, and myself.
After on.
After, okay. I gotta get used to
you. Yes,
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. We're going to go ahead and start with Mom reading if you can mute your phone while you're not talking, that will really be helpful because we can't hear other people speaking. Thank you so much.
The sun stands still. Now, Adad Zedek, king of Jerusalem, heard that Joshua had taken Ai and totally destroyed it, doing to Ai and its king as he had done to Jericho and its king, and that the people of Gibeon had made a treasure of peace with Israel and was living near them. He and his people were very much alarmed at this because Gibeon was an important city, like one of the royal cities. It was large than Al, and all its men was good fighters. So Adad-Zedek, king of Jerusalem, appealed to Hanun, king of Hamon, Persian king of Jamal, Japhet, king of Lasi, and Deborah, king of Elon. Come up and help me attack Gilead, he said, because it had made peace with Joshua and the Israelites. Then the five king of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, Hanun, Jomah, and Lasi, and Eljon joined forth. They moved up with all of their troops and took up position against Gilead and attacked it. The Gileadites then sent word to Joshua in the camp of Gilgal, "Do not abandon your servant. Come up to us quickly and save us. Help us, because all the Amorite kings from the hill country have joined force against us." So Joshua marched up from Gilgal with his entire army, including all the best fighting men. The Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you." After an all-night march from Gilgal, Joshua took them by surprise. The Lord threw them into confusion before Israel when defeated them in a great victory at Gilgal. Israel pursued them along the road going up to Bethlehem and cut them down all the way to Achan and Melekeh as they flee before Israel on the road from Bethlehem and Achan. The Lord hurled large hailstones down on them from the sky, and more of them died from the hailstones than was killed by the sword of the Israelites. On the day that the Lord gave the Amorite over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, O sun, stand still over Gilead. O moon, over the valley of Ajax. So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the nation avenged itself on its enemy. As it is written in the book of Jehar, the sun stopped it in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There had never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a man. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. Then Joshua returned with all Israel to the camp of Gilead. 5 Amorite king killed. Now the 5 kings have fled and hid in the cage of Mekhed. When Joshua was told that the 5 kings had been found hidden in the cave of Mekhed, he said, roll large rock up to the mouth of the cave and pull some men there to guard it. But don't stop pursuing your enemy. Attack them from the rear and don't let them reach their city, for the Lord your God will give them into your hand. So Joshua and the Israelites destroyed them completely. After all, a man but a few were left reaching their fortune city. The whole army then returned safely to Joshua in the camp at Mekhed, and no one uttered a word against the Israelites. Joshua said, open the mouth of the cave and bring those 5 kings out to me. So they brought the 5 kings out of the cave. The king of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jamah, and Lasi, and Elon, when they had brought these kings to Joshua, he summoned all the men of Israel and said to the army commander, who has come with him, come here and put your feet on the neck of these kings. So they came forward and placed their feet on their neck. Joshua said to them, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous. This is what the Lord will do to all the enemies that you are going to fight. Then Joshua struck and killed the king and hung them on 5 trees, and they were left hanging on the tree until evening. At sunset, Joshua gave the order, and they took them down from the tree and threw them into the cage where they had been hiding. At the mouth of the cave, they placed large rocks, which are there to this day. That day, Joshua took Melchizedek. He put the city and its king to the sword and totally destroyed everyone in it. He left no survivor, and he died, and he did to the king of Melchizedek as he had done to the king of Jericho. Southern city conquered. Then Joshua and all Israel with him moved on from Melchizedek to Luzza and attacked it. The Lord also gave that city, and it came into Israel's hand. The city and everyone in it, Joshua put to the sword. He left no survivor there, and he did it to King as he had done to the king of Jericho. Then Joshua and all Israel with him moved on from Lekhet to Leshe. He took up position against it and attacked it. The Lord handed Joshua over to Israel, and Joshua took it on the second day. The city and everyone in it he put to the sword. just as he had done to Lydia. Meanwhile, Hamor, king of Gaza, had come up to help Lasha, but Joshua defeated him and his army until no survivors were left. Then Joshua and all Israel with him moved on from Lashi to Elon. They took up position against it and attacked it. They captured it that same day and put it to the sword and totally destroyed everyone in it, just as they had done to Lashi. Then Joshua and all Israel with him went up from Elon to Hamath and attacked it. They took the city and put it to the sword. Together with its king, its village, and everyone in it, they left no survivor, just as the Elon, they totally destroyed it and everyone in it. Then Joshua and all Israel with him turned around and attacked Deborah. They took the city, its king, and the village, and put them to the sword. Everyone in it, they totally destroyed. They left no survivor. They did to Deborah and it came as they had done to Lachlan, and the king and to Hamor. So Joshua stubbornly the whole region, included the hill country, the Negev, the western foothill, and the mountain slope, together with all the kings. He left no survivor. He totally destroyed all with breath, just as the Lord, the God of Israel, had commanded. Joshua subdued them from Kishon, Brenna, Mana of Galen, and from the whole region of Goshen to Gilead. All these kings and their land, Joshua conquered in one campaign, because the Lord, the God of Israel, fought for Israel. Then Joshua returned with all Israel to the camp of Gilgal. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Joshua 10. We did have some additional callers this morning. We had Loretta, Aunt Betty, and Jen. So looks like we lost Auntie Ethel, but I'll go ahead and do a roll call so everyone knows who's all on today. Okay, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Mom, Hubert, Angela, we have Auntie Ethel, and Loretta, Auntie Betty, and Daniel, and myself. All right, Loretta, you want to start us off?
Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone will bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Father God, thank you for this day and the opportunity to gather as family for you. We give you honor and praise. We give you the highest praise, Father. Hallelujah. Oh God, amen. You see and you believe. Nothing is hidden from you. You know our hearts, our needs, and our desires. So we humble ourselves before you, Lord. Give us attentive ears to hear and willing hearts to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit in everything that we do today. So, Lord, help us to meditate on your word and not to take lightly the message that we study on this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Let's go ahead and get started. I'll call your name. If you do not have anything to share, please say pass. I'd like to start off with Auntie Dot.
Oh, I pass.
Okay. Next, we'll start off with Hubert.
I was coming out of Jeremiah 23:16-24. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hope. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They keep saying to those who despise me, the Lord says, you will have peace. And to all who follow the stubbornness of their heart, they say, no harm will come to you. But which of them has stood in the council of the Lord to see or hear his word? Who has listened and heard his word? See, the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath, a whirlwind swirling down on the heads of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he fully accomplishes the purpose of his heart. In days to come, you will understand it clearly. I did not send these prophets, yet they have run their message. I did not speak to them, yet they have prophesied. But if they had stood in my council, they would have proclaimed my words to my people and would have turned them from their evil ways and from their evil deeds. Am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do not I fear heaven and earth, declares the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Hubert, for that reading out of Jeremiah. Next, we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Matthew, chapter 5, starting at verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for that is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for there is your reward in heaven. For so persecute they the prophet which was before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it on the brush, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Amen.
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 Amen. Auntie Betty, thank you for that reading out of Matthew 5:3. Next we have Daniel. Do you have any good news to share tonight?
I just want to say hello to everybody, but I'm just listening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Glad you're here. Amen.
Thank you, Daniel. Next, we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 139. Oh Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understand my thought afar off. Thou hast compassed by my path and my lying down, and acquainted with all my ways. For there is no word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou know it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whether I go from your spirit, or whether should I flee from thy presence, if I ascend unto the heaven, there are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, there are there. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the up part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Amen.
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 Amen. Auntie Carrie, thank you for that reading out of Psalm 139. Next we have Mom.
Okay. I'm coming out of Psalm 32. Blessed he who transgresses for forgiveness, whose sin are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I keep silent, my bone wasn't always through my groaning all day long, for day and night. Your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was as in the heat of summer, then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgive the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you, while you may be found. Surely when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will entrust you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bribe, or they will not come to you. Many of the woe of the wicked, but the Lord unfailing love, surrounded the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad that you righteous. Thank all you who are upright in heart. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms. I will go next, and I'm coming out of Jeremiah 20, starting in verse 7. Oh, Lord, you deceived me, and I was deceived. You overpowered me and prevailed. I am ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has brought insult and reproach all day long. But if I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. I hear many whispering, terror on every side. Report him, let's report him, all my friends are waiting for me to slip, and perhaps he will be deceived. Then we will prevail over him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty warrior. So my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. They will fail and be thoroughly disgraced. Their dishonor will be forgotten. O Lord Almighty, you have examined the righteous and probed the heart and mind. Let me see your for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, give praise to the Lord. He rescues the life of the needy from the hands of the wicked. And just a little brief summary, God compels the some to speak. And when they face persecution and opposition, many times admission creates a lonesome, difficult road for them. But as with Jeremiah, the power of their message is too powerful to contain. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Next we have Loretta.
Okay, I am reading Psalms 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will, you guys still there?
Yes.
Okay, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the foul snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. For 1,000 may fall at your side, but 10,000 at your right hand, and it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, then no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your home, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta.
Amen.
Okay. Auntie Ethel did not rejoin, so we're going to go ahead and go on to the next part of our program. And Loretta, that's you.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, first of all, we want to thank you for keeping us safe. And Father God, we ask that you take care of the ones that has been affected by this deadly virus and to bless the family that has lost a loved one due to this virus. Father God, we ask that you cover us in the blood of Jesus, for we know that there is power in the blood. And Father God, we thank you for all that you are doing right now, and we ask for world peace right here on earth. And we thank you for all that you do for your children, and we ask that you continue to bless each and every one of us, and we are grateful for all that you do for us. And Father God, we ask that you have a pleasant day, regardless of what's going on in this world. We thank you and we love you. To God be the glory. Let everyone say amen.
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 Thank you, Loretta. All right, we'll go ahead and acknowledge our birthday for this week. And we're talking about May 17th through May the 23rd. one birthday that I have is May 23rd. We have an auction. Is there any other birthdays that anyone would like to share? Anyway, would you like to sing the birthday song for us, Daniel? I call him Danny Man.
Oh, Daniel.
Say what? I'm mute. No phone breaking up. What'd you say?
Yeah.
I knew you were coming with that.
Come on, give us some.
Well, to all the special people out there, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I like that. Bless you. All right, guys. Let's move on to the second part of our program. This is where if you want to share a testimony, a song, a poem, or the traditional Bible verses, please do so. If not, just say pass and I'll call your name. So let's start off with Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I become a sounding brass, a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries, and all knowledge, and thou hast all faith, so I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my good to feed the poor and to give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits nothing. Charity suffer long and is kind. Charity envy not, charity vaineth not, it is not puffed up, does not have itself unseemly, does not behave himself unseemly, seeketh not her own, it is not easy provoked, thinking no evil, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hope all things, endure all things. Charity never fail, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Where their tongue, they shall cease, and where there is knowledge, it shall vanish away. For he knows in part and prophecy in part, but when that is perfect come, that which is the part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. But now we can see through the glass darkness, but then face to face, we know it part, but then it shall be known even also as I know. And now abide in faith, hope, charities. And these three, but the greatest of this is love. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for that reading out of 1 Corinthians 13. Next we have Auntie Doug.
Who you said, Auntie Dot?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll read St. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. And when all the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And I am with you always, even through the end of the world. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Everybody go.
Okay, I'm coming out of Luke 6, starting at the 46th verse. And it says, the wild and the foolish builder. Why do you all call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who come to me and hear my word and put them into practice. He is like a man building a house. He dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who heard my word and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment of terror struck that house, it collapsed, and it destructed was completely. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Luke 6. Next, we have Hubert. Having good news you want to share tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Isaiah 49, 1 through 10, and verse 22. Listen, O Isles, unto me, and hearken, you people from far. The Lord has called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother has he made mention of my name. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand have he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver have he hid me, and said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing, and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God. And now said the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, though Israel be thy gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore and preserve of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. Thus said the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise. Princes also shall worship because of the Lord that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Thus said the Lord, in a acceptable time I have heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee. guilty for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritage, that thou mayest say to this prisoner, go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourself. They shall feed in the ways, and their pasture shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat or the sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people. And they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading. Yeah.
What are you coming up?
Isaiah.
Out of Isaiah. All righty. Next we will have Loretta.
Okay, I am coming out of Joel Osteen, and the reading is out of Ephesians 4:29. It goes on to say, have an attitude of gratitude, and let no foul or polluting language come out of your mouth. Your words can pollute or purify. If you constantly complain, you release poison into your life. Complaining is not based on your circumstances. It's based on the attitude of your heart. If you keep the right attitude during your time of adversity, God will honor you. When you have a heart full of gratitude, it leaves no room for complaining. There's always something to thank God for, no matter what kind of adversity you have in your life. Start by thanking Him for giving you life and salvation through Jesus Christ. Thank Him for the air you breathe and the sunset you enjoy. Thank Him for the promise in His Word that no matter where you are in life, He is leading, guiding, and prospering you. Decide today to live a life of thanksgiving. Don't allow the poison of complaining to prevent you from receiving all God has for you. And the prayer goes on to say, dear Father, we are so thankful for your love and peace. We are thankful that you are faithful even when we are not. Thank you for your promise of victory. We bless you today with the fruit of my lips. I will give thanks to you and praise you all day long. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you today. Amen.
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 All righty, Loretta, thank you for that reading out of Ephesians 4:29. I will go next, and I'm just going to share a little words of wisdom from my pastor today. I'm just giving him honor. How long have you taken the blessings of God for granted? We don't know why COVID-19, the pandemic happened, but we all know that God's going to get the glory in the end. But what we want to do during this time is to check our relationship with Christ. We want to take the time to thank the Lord, and let him know how much we love him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's trying to get our attention. And he wants us to lead a new life. So let's praise him differently. Let's worship him differently. Let's seek him differently. Mm. Let's magnify him differently. Amen.
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 Amen. Next we have Daniel. Do you have any additional words you would like to share today?
I just want to say thank God I woke up this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah.
A blessing in itself.
Amen.
Amen. All righty. And last but definitely not the least, we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Revelation, chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants, saying that must shortly come to pass. And he sent and sanctified it by the angel unto his son, servant John, who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ and all the things that he saw. Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the word of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven church which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince and the king of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from all sin with his own blood, and hath made us king and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Betty. Thank you for that reading out of Revelation 1. Amen, amen. All right, that actually concludes our call for today. I'll make sure I stay up and we'll come back. All righty, and before we go into the closing of the prayer, I would like to offer up volunteers for next week's service. Do we have anyone volunteer to read Joshua 11? Do you volunteer for Joshua 11?
I will.
Thank you, Audrey Carey. All righty. Anyone for the opening prayer? Any volunteer for the opening prayer? Auntie Betty. And doing the closing prayer. Do we have a volunteer for the closing prayer? Okay, we got Mom on that one. All righty.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Does anyone have anything else they want to share before we hear the closing prayer from you? But I'm assuming.
Everybody bow their heads. Do not fear.
All right.
We have the authority. The warfare prayer is based on authority and power in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit. The believer's authority is taken to prayer to overcome and to drive out the powers of darkness. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and to the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts of the intent of the heart. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you bless America, and we ask that you create in our leaders a clean heart and renew their mind, Lord. Help our leaders make good decisions for your people in Jesus' name. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, healthy, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
You met me.
Good night.
Deep in my despair, to show me you would never leave me there.
I can't hear it.
With the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure. You meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. Oh, separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for.
Nothing can separate me from your love
when there's so much more.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Incorporate worship song in our program, but I don't want it to sound too loud or too, you know, I want it to be something soft and sweet but yet moving. Yeah, so we just have to pick out a few songs. I think what I'm going to do, Loretta, going forward is probably in between transitions from the first part of the program to the second part of the program, then maybe you and I pick up. We'll pick out a song that we will want to play. But we want
to
make sure
to move everybody a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, but we don't want to play it too loud, and we don't want to play music that too, I say, hip, should I say. Just want to play something that's very moving and touching, and hopefully maybe something around what's going on in the world that day, particularly.
Okay. All right,
yeah.
Sounds good.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, love you. Have a blessed night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Daniel.
Good
love
night.
You. Thank you for the birthday song.
Hey, you put told me up on the bus.
Angela bless you. All right, love you.
Good night.
Good night.